You are listening to ACPN.
Hi, I'm Angry Man.
And I'm Gidget Von LaRue, and we have an 80s movie podcast called the Retro Cinema Podcast.
We talk and give trivia, well, just a little bit of trivia, on 80s movies that we both watched back in the 80s.
We cover all genres, including comedy, horror, drama, fantasy, musical, animation, action, and even film noir.
Yeah, we cover them all. So you can find us at theretrocinema.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn.
Klopak, is that Slavic?
No!
Give us a listen.
Hope you saw the new Avengers movie, because you're not going to want to listen to this spoiler-filled episode of Adventure Club Podcast coming up right now. Yes, I'm recording. I am recording.
Sweet.
Is this thing on?
God, I hate you. I fucking hate you.
Good timing there. Good timing.
Good evening, America. Welcome to an exciting, spoilerific edition of Adventure Club Podcast. I'm John Galbo.
I'm Matt Nizalanek.
I am Jason Chevron Chops.
So how's everybody doing this evening?
Good. It's been a while. How have you guys been doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where have you been, John?
I've been here.
Yeah, but you weren't here last week, were you?
We didn't do an episode last week.
Didn't we?
Oh, don't tell me you guys did one without me.
No, I kid.
Yes, I was detained.
You were busy with life, I believe.
With utter torment.
With life's...
Would you like to name names and company names?
Not really. I think we're past that. I think it's better. Well, if anyone
speaks some truth to power, John.
If anyone's seen the T-shirt of the episode, then they're going to know what episode, what company we're talking about.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Wrong company. Oh wait, that was the original. That was the original company, wasn't it?
It was someone who delivered something that rhymes with BIOS.
Oh, damn,
right. Damn. Yes.
Trios.
Oh, I thought you said bile. I was like, what?
Right.
I mean, it could be with them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think I was retching some up by the time the second week came.
Well, you were dealing with them for what, 14 days straight, trying to get cable and internet and everything?
I wanted internet. I wasn't asking for a renovation of my house. I was asking for internet, and they could not deliver. So I went with cable. So this episode is brought to you by Spectrum.
There you go. They've earned the free mention, the free advertising.
Mm. Oh, man. This episode brought to you by, God. My brain. It's not working.
And you know what's sad? The company we won't mention America Online has a monopoly in New York City.
Comcast has a monopoly in Virginia.
But I mean phone-wise, because I was reading up on it. Because they're like, oh yeah, $79.99. Dustin's like, okay, you get fired.
What?
Did you just stroke out, John?
Whoa, no. John. Do you smell burnt toast?
Are you okay? Is your left arm hurting?
I'm imitating Dustin from Stranger Things.
Oh.
Wow.
I know. I'm not like trying to be insulting. I'm just like
very
insensitive, John.
Oh, yeah, but we're at an insensitive episode. But I'm like, Dustin, you have failed me, because you're like $79.99 a month for a triple play, and they're like, please. Nope, $131.88. And I'm like, nope, how about just internet? Oh, $50. Okay, fine.
Well, and then it's $150 now. What does it go up to after your like discount periods over.
This is true.
So my Comcast bill this month went up from 120 to 185.
Jesus.
I called them up today and I'm like, all right, so obviously every 12 months I have to call up and get a new deal.
Yes.
And I'm like, so what can you give me now? He's like, well, we'll give you this one for 105 a month and it gets you 80 more channels for 12 months. All right. So in 12 months again, I'll have to call back up. And
that's what Craptimum was doing here, where I still am at my aunt's old house. We called them up last year. We're like, oh, we're going to cancel. They're like, oh, don't cancel. We'll give you a little bit more internet and we'll give you free Showtime and Stars for like a year. And the guy's like, oh, but we'll knock off like $10. Is that good? I'm like, it's a star.
Yeah. They all do this shit, but the thing that was like really depressing is when I got the AT&T U-verse, and I thought, well, it's AT&T. Maybe they won't do the same weird crap. And no, they absolutely did. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. That was the point I was trying to get at, though. They have a monopoly phone-wise variety. The company we won't mention.
Yes.
Because
Sprint to T.
Hey, don't make fun of my Sprint.
It's over by the Horizon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what
I was...
can you see?
I was...
Horizon!
Sorry, John. I can't get my internet hooked up.
I read up. I'm like, all I want is a landline phone in case of emergency. Something you hang on the wall. It plugs into the wall. The end.
Oh, Grandpa over here.
No, apparently,
I have a phone on the wall with the rotary dial, or else I can't make my phone calls.
I would do rotary dial. I used to love those.
It takes me 28 minutes to dial one number.
You know, the area that I'm living in, it got hit bad by Hurricane Sandy, and you know, you want to have that kind of thing because cell phone technology, I don't know how it is now, but then wasn't that great.
Wasn't that just like 3 years ago?
Yeah. Right. So, I was reading
up for Zuckerberg to put the internet balloons up there.
I was reading up on it, and apparently that company we won't mention upgraded to their Krapos assist service through the internet. Yeah, Krapos. and they didn't upgrade the original copper wiring, so like they just left it. And they also like locked out AT&T because I looked up AT&T landlines. They're like, oh, you can get an AT&T landline starting at $5.99 a month. I'm like, perfect. I don't need anything, you know, anything with bells and whistles. Call up AT&T. Oh no, we don't service the New York City area.
Yeah, we do everyone but you.
Oh yeah, you and oh no.
No, we don't do you and use.
Yeah. So 2 weeks of torture trying to get internet. A day and a half of trying to get Spectrum. The appointment was from 9 to 10 in the morning on Saturday. The guy came at 8:15. He had it done in an hour. And despite the small amount of sawdust he left on my floor, which was easy to vacuum up, it was perfect.
Nice.
And I got to use my router.
Oh.
Krapos was like, oh,
are you making some cabinets?
You got to.
Wow.
No, no, you just leaned on your, you know, carpentry background there.
Right?
Yeah. Did you get that one, John?
No.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. Moving on.
Moving on.
Anyway. Next up. Yeah, so we saw a movie this weekend, didn't we?
Did we? You guys saw it last week.
I saw it Thursday night, opening night, I believe.
Saw opening. I saw the openings.
Yeah, I saw it Sunday and got to live through 3 days of everybody trying to spoil everything for me.
Mm.
Who spoiled anything for you?
You dickweeds with your, like, trying to be vague, but totally giving shit away.
Red Skull!
I don't think we gave anything away.
That was the first
spoiler
thing
alert. You haven't done the spoiler alert, unless you're going to cut one in. Dear God, we need
I'll cut one.
I think the name of the title is going to be like Avengers Infinity War spoiler. You've been warned.
Okay, there you go. You've been warned.
You should know by now, God damn it.
Yep. Yeah, Red Skull, what the hell?
I love
so
that.
Many Red things.
That was like the moment in the movie where I was like, "Oh my god, did not see this coming."
Nope. It was funny. I had to explain to my wife who he was again.
So that's Agent Smith, honey.
Yeah.
No, actually, it wasn't.
It's Elrond.
It wasn't this time. Yeah.
No, it wasn't this time.
Was it not?
No, and I could tell by the voice, and then someone else was like, yeah, I don't think it was him. And then finally they were like, oh, well, so-and-so who does, like, mocap for, like, Walking Dead did the part.
A little bit of a downer there.
So what, was Hugo busy?
Really?
He was busy being Megatron. Oh, wait, he got rid of that, so. Oh.
He's a one-and-done type of guy. The Matrix is the only series of movies he's ever going to do.
And Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers.
Even though apparently he had no idea that he was voicing Megatron.
I don't buy that. So anyway, Avengers. Infinity Wars.
Infinity.
Infinity.
So, real quick, first impressions.
Great.
I liked the movie.
Would watch again.
I plan on seeing it again in the theater.
I hope to, as soon as I have time.
Yeah, I got to take Jen.
Or I may just track down the Asian lady that hangs out by CVS.
Oh.
To take her to the movie?
For sexy
time. Yes, exactly. To take her to the movie so she could film it and put it on DVD.
I'm not doing anything tonight. Want to go to
the Asian lady down by the Walgreens and pop her teeth out.
Whoa.
And buy a DVD.
Giggity.
Let me finish.
What?
All right, John, you need to leave those Asian ladies alone, dude.
Okay.
Engaged, man.
Okay.
So, yeah, Marvel's Empire Strikes Back, right?
Yes.
You know what? No.
What?
Huh?
Empire Strikes Back. No, okay, see, this is the thing. I don't get everyone's reactions going into this. Like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, my Facebook feed, Twitter was all about, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. The audience reaction, I'm like, how did you not know this was going to happen?
Yeah.
This was the whole point of this movie.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I don't get why everyone's like, oh my God, it's just insane. And people were crying in the theater. Like, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
let's start at the end.
That's kind of a good thing for people that, I mean, if you were honestly shocked by this because you had no idea it was coming, that's kind of a cool place to be.
But I feel like the buildup, you knew.
Well, being nerds, we knew.
See, I knew something was going to happen. I didn't know what. And by the time, like, it faded to credits, like, we were just like, I had too many thoughts in my head that were just like, who, what, where, why, how, who.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I like, in prep for this, in the last 6 months, I read all the Infinity War comics.
Yeah. That's
everything related to Infinity War, Thanos versus Avengers, Thanos, you know, all these, every strain of that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were some elements borrowed from the comics, but a lot of it was different. His whole reasoning was different.
Right.
Yeah.
Although they did have the snap.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That made me so happy when he snapped his fingers.
Yes.
And everyone starts crying and I'm just like, yeah, they did it.
He did that thing.
He did the thing I saw in the book.
That thing.
And I loved it. I really did love it.
The best was reading from the articles on Twitter where it was like Mark Ruffalo practically ruined the end of the movie from last year.
A year ago. Yeah.
Well, somebody else did too. Who was it?
Mark Ruffalo, huh?
Zoe.
Yeah.
Saldana screwed up and said something about like, yeah, we got to go back in a couple of weeks and start filming the next one. wait, what?
you're dead though.
Yeah. But that's one of the funny things. It's like, there's so much.
Yeah, but
she could be
in flashbacks though.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you're going into this movie, you know that the Infinity Stones can do anything.
Mm.
It is literally the ultimate MacGuffin.
Mm-hmm.
It can do anything.
Although now I was reading an article this afternoon where there's still questions about how come in at the end of Age of Ultron Thanos had the Infinity Gauntlet but Peter Dinklage was the one who he like forced to create it.
Well, he forced to create it earlier.
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I loved giant Peter Dinklage.
Oh my God, yes. I remember everyone was like, oh my God, who is Peter Dinklage going to play? Is he going to be MODOK?
Like everyone in this theater did that at the same time.
Is he going to do a voice of one of the Black Order? Is he going to, you know, is he going to be Trask again? Like, who's he going to, oh my God, he's a giant dwarf.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Pretty incredible.
And I have to say that Thor has the best entrances ever.
Yes. Yep. And I keep screwing up the name. Is it Stormbreaker?
Yes.
Yeah. Or Stormbringer?
Windbreaker, which is what I'm
doing. Windbreaker!
Yeah, the handle of Groot.
Yeah, yeah, Stormbreaker. And see, that was another question I had, but I guess you guys kind of answered that in a manly kind of way, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, if the handle of Stormbreaker is Groot, and Groot died, like, I don't know.
No, because that's no longer Groot.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, when I like cut my fingernails off, those fingernails are no longer part of me.
Yeah,
yeah, but did Thanos get rid of all the fingernails?
That's a good question.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody that did disappear, like, they turned into ash and dust and whatever, so... Mm.
By the way...
It wasn't erasing those people from the timeline where everything had to be erased, they were just gone now.
Yeah, because it's not like anybody forgot, who was the fucking Black Panther?
Now, that was a little different from the comics, because in the comics, they were just gone, and it was almost as if they never existed.
Mm.
And there's a whole bit in there where, like, you know, they're like, we remember certain things, but are they real? Because they're remembering people.
Like something out of the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So they didn't touch on that at all.
No. And then they got to watch everybody die, like Peter. That was the only sad one.
I don't want to go.
Oh.
I don't want to go, Mr. Stark. Mr. Stark.
Shut up, kid, and go.
He's like covered his
mouth.
You
see that old movie Aliens?
Oh, God. That was a little forced.
Mr. Pop culture reference here.
Hmm.
You ever see that really old movie called Star Wars?
No.
Aliens.
Little bastard. That was a good like payoff though.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
It was a little shoehorned.
So I was looking at, you know, there's a whole list of people here who I think we should pay respects to.
Yeah, but half of them are coming back because they have movies coming out.
In memoriam.
By the way, speaking of movies coming out.
Uh oh.
If Peter Parker is supposed to have a cameo in Venom, when does Venom take place?
Right.
I hope it doesn't come anytime soon.
Or is there a Thanos blocker on Venom?
You cannot infiltrate my movie, Thanos!
Ha!
Well, that's the trick. Halfway through the movie, he just disappears.
Yeah. Where did he go?
It jump cuts to the scene with him in Stark's arms.
So right. What I'm really curious about, or if they're going to, they have to acknowledge all of this for the Netflix MCU.
Maybe.
They have to.
I'm wondering what impact
they acknowledge the event, the attack on New York,
the incident.
That's all they do is say like, "Oh yeah, remember that thing that happened?"
Yeah, the incident. On to our story.
Yeah, but they've talked about like the big green guy and a few other people.
Yeah, it's like incident, Thor reference, Hulk reference, Captain America reference. Okay, I am Danny Rand.
Right.
Right. No. So they did reference him. They have to keep continuity, I hope.
Mm-mm.
So I'd like to see like Danny Rand just disappear.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
Cause fuck that guy, really.
Well, and Daredevil was already dead, so nothing
there. No, he's back.
No, he's back to life.
He's back.
The nuns have him.
Yeah, he's with his mother. Spoiler
alert.
That's
right. That's right. I forgot about
Where did you see any of that?
Defenders.
At the end of Defenders.
Oh, I didn't watch.
Defenders are pretty good.
That's what he. Yeah. I don't remember.
It's because everyone made fun of Danny Rand.
Him and Elektra died in the cave. And then there was like a teaser at the end, right?
Yes.
No, so he woke up in a convent with some nuns around him, basically.
Gotcha. Are we saying spoiler alert to this?
I feel no. That right there, no. That's been what, 6 months now.
No, we have to announce it for everything we're going to spoil. Like, spoiler
alert. But now in the comics, the nun is his mom, basically, from the, I believe it's the Salvation comics.
Mammy. Oh, Mammy.
No, no one's going to confirm or deny that.
Nope. Nobody follows Daredevil.
Okay.
That's why the series is so good, because there's no baggage.
Dude, Daredevil's a good comic. At least some of the older ones were. I think it was Mark Miller who did some really good stuff.
Mark Miller did Kingsman and Kick-Ass.
Frank Miller is Batman, Daredevil.
No, I know who Frank Miller is.
Sparta. Yeah.
Daredevil, what was that storyline? Born City. Again.
Daredevil Sin City.
Mark McGrath.
Daredevil Sin City 2.
Nope,
the God
damn it. Nope, that was Frank Miller and David Mazzucchelli.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The Born Again comic line, which a lot of this is starting to
weren't a dick about it.
Because Frank Miller did a...
No, I was wrong.
He had a cameo in the Ben Affleck movie.
Don't ever bring that up again, John.
It's sad.
I will never talk
to you again.
Hey,
at least I didn't bring up the Elektra movie.
Oh!
All right, we're done tonight. Good night, folks.
So let's spoil Catwoman now.
I've only watched like literally 3 seconds of it.
I would never watch any of it. I listened to the How Did This Get Made. That's it. Like,
yeah.
No, I didn't know they did that.
I think they did, didn't they?
They might
have. Yeah, they did.
I'm sure they might have.
That's an old one. It's behind the paywall now, I'm sure.
Stitcher Premium.
Yes.
What I was going to say was, I don't know about Netflix, but definitely S.H.I.E.L.D. Is starting to, because I said, you know what? I need to catch up with S.H.I.E.L.D. now.
So what have they done to acknowledge?
Like, honestly.
What have they done to acknowledge
Well,
it?
On Friday, they dropped a hint that it's connected, like, it'll be, I guess, hopefully it'll be something prominent in the next couple of episodes, because I think they only have, like, 3 or 4 episodes left, but, spoiler alert.
No, go ahead.
Coulson apparently is dying because last season Ghost Rider took him over and, like, is burning through the Tahiti stuff, I guess.
Oh.
So his heart is, like, dying.
Nifty.
Is he doing the cough, cough, I don't have much time left?
I think it's borderline that, yeah.
God damn it, I hate when they do that.
So Daisy Johnson is going out, like, trying to find a cure for him. And she runs into this one guy, and he's like... And it's funny, because, like, they're treating this like it's going to be the end of the show. Because it may or may not. There was a rumor that came out recently that they might greenlight a season 6. But they're treating going to treat the season finale as, like, the end of the show. Whether it ends or it doesn't end. So they're throwing in a lot of, like, the season 1 kind of stuff. Like, they brought Deathlok back at one point. I forget what else. They brought Daniel Whitehall from, like, the second or third season back. And now they're Daisy's, like, with this dude. Like, oh, hey, I hear you're the candy man. You can get, like, all kinds of drugs imaginable. And he's like, yeah, I got Centipede from the first season. And John Garrett the one that Bill Paxton played, had this special stuff, and I'm looking on the map to try and find this place, and she goes, that's not a place. And the next thing, she's digging up her dead mom, because I don't know if you guys remember.
What the hell?
She was the Inhuman that could heal people.
Okay.
No. I think I remember that was like with the, when they're up in like, what's it called? Nepal.
On the moon? Whatever,
right? Yeah. With Twin Peaks, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last
time I watched.
Yeah. Well, the mother was able to heal like everybody. So, and then she ended up going Looney Tunes and they killed her.
Yeah.
So apparently Daisy's going to use like all this special sauce to like bring Coulson back to life.
Daisy Fuentes?
But the guy she meets, the Candyman, is like, oh, there's this crazy stuff going on in New York. I don't know if you've been watching the news. And she's like, yeah, I have more important shit to deal with than whatever you're saying.
And then she disappears.
Exactly.
Wakanda forever, and she's out.
Well, so that was one of my questions at the end. Like, it's like they mishmashed the timeline of their own movie with the teaser, because Colby like says like, oh, there's a thing going on in Wakanda. It looks like the same signature as New York, and then they poof, like immediately, like. What?
Oh, I was like, who? Oh, Robin.
Yeah.
Sure.
Robin Sparkles.
Robin Sparkles, not Colby Smulders.
No.
God, I hate her so much.
Why? But
that was weird. It's like, so did everything happen in like a time bubble where it was like 2 seconds for the rest of the world? And
well, the battle only took about 20 minutes. The big one in Wakanda.
The quote unquote war.
Well, no, that was, well, yeah.
That was garbage.
Infinity Thor.
That was one of the bad, like, lower points of it.
What, the random CGI dog-like creatures that...
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all six-legged dogs that don't like getting burned or do like getting burned because they go through the thing. Yeah, no, that was dumb.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, no, when they were rushing the shields...
In Wakanda?
To take down the shields.
Oh, the things, yeah.
Exactly, the things. Like, not even... Why wasn't it just the Chitauri again? Like,
because maybe the Chitauri...
Or Skrull, or whatever they are. Skrull.
The Screed.
Or the Kree.
Creed Braxton.
Yeah, him
too. Come on, someone get that reference, right? Jesus.
But no, it could have been anything but just generic freaking dogs of war. Like,
Yeah, no, I do agree with that. That was a bit, I don't know. I don't like movies where they're just fighting. Like, I actually thought there could have been good parts, and everyone's going to crucify me for this one. There could have been some good parts to Suicide Squad if they weren't just fighting the nameless CGI enemy. If there were actual things there, you know what I mean?
Well, I think there's this weird point where everybody's at. Like, you could either do it like Walking Dead, where people die left and right forever, or nobody dies. Like, there's no middle ground. So it's like, when you have a specific enemy or nemesis, I feel like everybody needs to have that 100% one way or the other in the production. That, well, if we have Thanos, he's got to die, right? I mean, he can't just live. He can't just lose and walk away and be out in the ether. Like, well, no, that is fine. And I think that's what they're skipping out on lately with everything.
Thanos doesn't die.
Right, he doesn't, but his Black Guard does. They kill every one of them.
No, I'm saying in the comics, even after Thanos doesn't die.
Well, nobody really dies in the comics.
You know what I mean?
There's always a loophole. But yeah, Thanos, because Thanos is, he's not a god, but he's like a celestial.
Right? No, he was taken out by the Celestials, Galactus and a bunch of the others.
But what,
with Adam Warlock.
Lactus.
He was
Thanos. Taken out by lactose-free milk.
Yeah. That'll get you every time.
My only weakness.
That and cake.
Oh, jeez.
Carvel ice cream cake.
I was going for a Jumanji reference there, but okay.
Oh, rations?
Cake.
Rations. Get your rations.
Cake. Wait, am I all right? Am I still? No, never mind. Anyway.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Just about everybody.
Thanos doesn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the comics, even after he's defeated.
Thanos don't die, he multiplies.
He goes
he's the mad titan.
Thanos is Bebe's kids?
Yep.
No, Thanos goes to the planet, the dead planet with not Red Skull.
Right.
It won't be Josh Brolin anymore. It'll be his father, James Brolin.
Oh, God. Where is he now?
James Brolin?
What was that supposed to be? Thanos.
Oh, I thought you meant James Brolin.
So remember at one point when he was asked by Gamora, you know, what are you going to do if you actually do all this? And you kill half.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to Tahiti and
I'm going to join Coulson.
Yeah,
and watch the sunrise, and that's what he was doing at the end there.
He was watching the sunrise, but where?
We don't know that.
Tahiti.
Exactly. It's like, did he poof himself?
No, he is still alive, because he so when he got the Soul Stone, in the comics, the Soul Stone is something people, like, when you kill these people, their souls live on in the Soul Stone.
Right. Oh. Which is kind of, I think that's what they implied with after he snapped his fingers and he was in that orange place.
With little Gamora.
Yeah, with baby Gamora.
Yeah, because he killed her to get the Soul Stone. So that's why I think she's not dead.
Mm.
Here's comic rules. Nobody's dead.
Yeah.
I'm looking at MCU, who isn't going to come back?
Here's my crazy theory about I don't think they died. I think they all went to the Soul Stone. I think they're probably going to have Secret Wars.
Mm-hmm. Really? Venom comes from.
That's my crackpot.
Tom Hardy with his Brooklyn accent. That is horrible.
Soul Stone, you're stuck in hiding.
It's a symbiote, Morty.
Symbiote.
God damn, that is the worst voiceover ever.
I really hope they fix that before
October. He could have just been a British Eddie Brock. It would have been okay.
He could have been
over here on assignment.
He could have been Bane. I wouldn't have minded.
Oh, that movie looks so bad. But yeah. So you think they're going to do like a Secret Wars type thing?
They could.
I don't know for a fact. I'm just like... something out of left field. They said something that they were saying even before Infinity War came out. They were like, "Oh my God, no one's figured out what the next Avengers is going to be," and I'm like, "Well, maybe Secret Wars."
I like that. I like that.
Maybe like half of it'll be in the Soul Stone, half of it'll be in like real life because we still got to see Nebula take control of the other gauntlet.
That's the thing too. Mm-hmm. You can never get the gauntlet. I just read about that.
Because Nebula in the comics was this tortured soul towards the end there.
Mm-hmm. Right, and she grabs the second gauntlet.
Yep.
That, I guess, Dinklage has created.
Oh, the Dink.
We've woken the hive.
She actually grabbed the actual gauntlet.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the second one.
No, it was the actual gauntlet. There's only six soul stones.
Well, because he doesn't need it right now. Everything's done. Thanos accomplished his goal.
And it looks like it kind of glitched out, too.
Yeah, it was all damaged and cruddy looking. And
at the end, he didn't have it on, did he?
No.
And he didn't have an axe to the throat either.
No, that's true. Because he's in the Soul Stone.
Is he?
Well, that's my theory, is that he did poof himself, and whatever they do to bring everybody else back, he has to come with it. So it's kind of like a, geez, kind of moment.
Maybe no one died. Maybe it's his reality.
I mean, this is possible.
Now I'm getting really deep.
Yeah, maybe that's Wanda's awakening, is she just like said, lad, I'm going to grab him from behind and make him think that he got his way.
So you're still going back to Scarlet Witch being the end-all be-all for this?
Yes, actually having real powers and not just being able to fucking...
Well, she's strong enough to destroy one of the stones, obviously.
Yeah, so now they are, like, kind of teasing that angle that, oh yeah, she is actually all-powerful, like, and that's a good way to...
Her power did come from the Tesseract.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because her and Quicksilver were created by Hydra people.
Strucker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's what they did with this one. I still consider them Magneto's kids, but illegal.
Well, when they finally merge the universes.
Yeah.
Supposedly the other rumor is that the Phoenix movie is probably going to be the last one before they turn them over to Feige.
Oh,
I hope so. But then how will they incorporate that having not been in the same...
Just reboot it.
Yeah.
They can't reboot the MCU at this point. There's so many more stories to tell.
The X-Men.
The Marvel.
But I'm saying, how can they incorporate the X-Men into the MCU since they haven't been there for all this time?
They get new X-Men.
Yeah. Well, it'll still... I mean, they could still bring Wolverine into it. It's going to be a new actor. Like... That's enough.
I get all that, but where have these mutants been for the last 20 years?
Where's Captain Marvel been?
Fighting the Skrull.
Where has anybody been?
Am I right, John?
That's easy enough.
No, I agree with Jason. Where is Captain Marvel? We don't know. We don't know. It's a giant world.
You're going to see, she's been out fighting the Skrulls. She's been off planet for the last 20 years.
We don't know what's going on in Ant-Man and the Wasp, which scares me because I feel like they're going to spend the entire movie finding Michelle Pfeiffer and then Hank Pym is going to die.
Oh, prediction. Both of them fade.
I mean, because supposedly that movie takes place either during Infinity War or before Infinity War. Like, there's two conflicting reports about when it's definitely not after.
I thought they were supposed to all be before.
It might be before.
Yeah.
It's either before or during. Which even if it's during, because they're in San Francisco and happened in New York and Wakanda.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Wakanda forever.
Yep.
I don't know.
R.I.P. Chadwick.
I know from this one that they're not going to go through with any of my fucking theories. So that's
what. Well, what's your theory?
Tell us your theory, Jason.
Tell us
just more of that with the Scarlet Witch. I think that's the low hanging fruit of it. It's that or death. Like death gets involved because Captain Marvel and death are intrinsically connected. Huh. So that makes a lot of more sense. And
I don't think we're going to see death.
Like if Thanos got poofed to the freaking, whatever you want to call it. What do they call
it? The poof dimension.
Exospace.
The poof dimension.
Yeah, the poof dimension. Which that's another X-Men thing. That's where Nightcrawler goes when he poofs.
Hmm.
But I mean, yeah, there's so many potential things that they could do. But yeah, with Captain Marvel and death, like I could see a lot of that potential. I don't see how much can really hinge on Captain Marvel, except maybe just like being able to go toe to toe with Thanos at some point. But
I mean, she's basically the Marvel Superman.
Yeah, but she can't do anything to change what's happened. Like she doesn't have those kind of powers. Not like Doctor Strange obviously would be able to do something.
Well, see, this is the thing. So Doctor Strange gave up the time stone, right?
Mm.
After watching, 14 million possible endings where only one was right?
And it's the one where he gives up the time stone. Oh!
Bingo.
Mm.
Which is cool. I like that.
So that's like foreshadowing right there. Slightly.
Yeah, in fact, I think it was Nerdist who said something along those lines. You know, he saw the 14 million, and that was the one that he saw that was the potential to save them.
Right.
And he is the one who did the pivotal move of giving up the time stone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, huh?
Yeah.
Is the Collector dead?
That's what I was wondering. I don't know.
He's another, like Thanos, like immortal, basically.
The Collector?
I read. Yeah.
He's the same species as the Grandmaster.
Because that's the thing. Like, there's.
I want those two to meet.
There's a bunch of names.
I wonder if the Grandmaster survived.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's part of the universe, is Galactus, that was part of that whole thread. Because he ends up like eating six of them or something. It's it's a total Greek mythology.
He eats them and then he downs some lactus.
Yes.
Lactus.
Washes it down with some delicious.
In the comics, it was what? The five celestials that went up against Thanos with the help of the Avengers and Adam Warlock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. Like there's.
We don't have the Celestials, and we don't have Galactus, and we don't have Adam Warlock.
Celestials are out there.
Well, Adam Warlock is in a container.
Right, he's still being hatched.
Yeah. The other thing that just occurred to me, speaking of Guardians 2, what about the Watchers?
Yeah, the Watchers are out there.
Stanley, Elder Abuse. Oh,
oh man.
The Watchers just watch, though, John.
But isn't there a comic where they like step in because
there's a comic where one steps in? Yes.
Yeah.
But he's not supposed to.
Oh. He steps in and he steps out of line.
And he steps into doo doo.
And he steps all over it.
Yeah. Ooh.
Andy Stannis.
Stannos.
R.I.P. Stanley.
Oh man.
What?
Wow. You're just gonna predict that.
God. Oh, I hope that doesn't come true now. Oh,
God.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot about Adam because that's going to play into it as well.
Adam Warlock. Well, I don't think they're because one, death has nothing to do with Infinity War. I don't think I don't think death will.
Why not?
I don't think Adam Warlock will either. I just
Because that's like Adam Warlock should, because he was teased in Guardians 2. Like, why not?
And he was the one who defeated, you know, through the Soul Stone and everything else. He was there for a while and all that, and he was the most powerful.
Yeah.
But so, you know, having him there, I don't
show up in one movie and
I know
like,
who's gonna save I know who's gonna save them.
Tell me.
Wade Wilson.
Peter W.
Peter W.
Isn't that the guy from the trailer?
Yes.
No, Clint.
No, oh, Clint. Well, okay.
He's gonna come in and he's gonna have some he's gonna put an Infinity Stone on the tip of an arrow.
And shoot it into the gut of Thanos.
Yes. Right in the nipple.
You should have shot me.
And then he's
going
to go back to his farm.
Just like Drax. He's got sensitive nipples.
Oh, God.
My nipples.
How long have you been standing there, Drax?
Oh, my God.
About an hour.
God damn it. That was great. That was one of the best things.
We can hear you crunching, Drax.
Like the way they were able to blend the just like the style and feel of the different movies together. Like it really felt like an amalgamation of the different. Like directors, visions, like
yes.
For these different characters and their worlds, like Guardians, yeah. Cut to the ship and oh, it's like a Guardians movie. Like
now,
hell yeah.
I will say I didn't like Guardians 2 as much as I like Guardians 1.
It's not disposable.
Bad. I thought so. This is my problem with Guardians of the Galaxy. For them to work, they have to have their same level of bickering, which means they can never grow as characters. Because without their level of without that bickering in between the cast there, you don't have that dynamic.
Yeah.
But that also means they can never grow, so you get the same thing. So I knew Quill was going to do something stupid in this movie.
Yeah. He did a couple of things stupid in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's his character. There's no learning. There's no evolution of it. He has to stay the same. And that bothered me a little bit.
But I'm fine with that because Chris Pratt is an asshole. I don't like him anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a highly religious person, too, and he also gave away his cats.
Yeah, but he cheated on his wife.
Oh, he did that, too, yeah. That's the thing. Highly religious people who are cheating on their wives bother me.
It's a definition of hypocrisy.
And I like Anna Faris more than I like Chris Pratt, so.
I don't know. He's kind of funnier.
Oh, is that why they split up? Because he was cheating?
Supposedly.
Yeah, actually.
There was a rumor going around that I don't know if it's true that maybe he was cheating with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, I heard that one. Yeah,
yeah. I was wondering because
I wasn't in the room with them though, John. I'm glad to hear that. So you can confirm this.
I just figured it was a difference of lifestyle between him and Anna because he wants to live on his fucking farm up there in Washington, and she is fully LA 100% with all her.
I heard that too.
Podcasts and whatnot. So I figure, I mean, perfect combination to turn into an explosion like that. So.
I don't know their lives.
I don't know. You have a kid together, though. I feel like they... I don't know. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah. Hey, to each their own.
No, you're right. You know what?
Whatever you want to do there.
But
Robin Sparkles.
Yeah, I just feel like... I feel like the Guardians, the second one, they didn't grow at all. And that kind of annoyed me because they were just doing the same bickering, which, you know, it didn't involve the characters.
It was softer.
It was more about Kurt Russell than anything else.
Kurt Russell was cool. Because Kurt Russell was always cool.
Yeah, except he was kind of a son of a bitch.
He was kind of a bad actor. Oh!
Whoa, no, you did not.
I'm going to take that stand.
No, don't you dare.
No.
He's a little reedy.
No, he's just Kurt Russell.
He's Kurt Russell.
The best thing,
son of a bitch must pay.
Like, the, when Hasselhoff... When he turns into Hasselhoff for that second.
Zardu Hasselfrau.
That is the best acting Hasselhoff has ever done in his life.
Right?
I swear to God.
Oh my God, you're not wrong, dude.
I love that line.
I love the video.
It was perfect.
I love the music video.
Yeah.
I love that this is a mess.
But
still say that shit.
But coming back to that, I actually liked, in the Avengers, I liked Thor and Rocket together.
Oh my God.
That was a noble
rabbit.
And him as the captain, as the evolution, his character actually evolved a little bit, trying to be the captain.
Mm. Yeah, he's like, I could be more than just the little asshole rat.
Right, you know, talking to Thor about his feelings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was an evolution of the character, and I thought that was good. Whereas the rest of them didn't. I don't know.
Right.
I like that part better.
Well, I also like the episodic nature of Guardians. Like, I love these new movies that are just an episode in a universe. Like, it doesn't have to be part of, like, a giant overarching story all the time. Like, it, they can just go on an adventure and do things. Love that.
That's right. Fair. I still think Avengers would have been... It's a great movie, but it's not perfect. And I think what would have made it perfect is if Michael Peña showed up to tell a story.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. He was just... Yes. I don't know what else to say. That if he, like, told the story of Adam Warlock or something, yes, he does. I thought that would have been perfect.
I can't even...
I think Civil War came out, my fiancé was like, oh, yeah, he should totally do, like, a backstory.
Yeah, yeah. So you saw Ant-Man?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, we still haven't seen that.
What?
Because we heard it was fucking hot garbage.
What?
Went through.
Seriously, dude?
It was like queued up. Who's the been same feeding way you Solo
lies?
Right
Who
now?
Has been feeding you lies?
Listen.
Dude, Ant-Man was great.
Listen. It was queued up to be the same thing as Solo looks like right now. Oh,
not at
we
all.
Went through a fucking revolving door of directors, and it's been rewritten 4 times, and we had 8 different Lindelofs come in and punch
oh,
it up.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So
that's why
Ant-Man,
we didn't watch it.
Ant-Man was one of the better one-offs, if you will.
Yes.
And
you're the first people to ever say it. So,
dude, you're wrong.
I don't know who you're hanging out with, but
yeah, you're not hanging out with us.
Yes, that,
you're in
that
with
wasn't.
The wrong
that
crowd.
That movie came out a few years ago, so
you are in with the wrong crowd.
Yeah, seriously, man, your friends are doing you wrong.
No, it's not even friends. Like nobody
they're doing
knew,
you wrong.
You gotta stop listening to
you need terrible
to,
taste.
You need
so.
To stop listening to the Unipiper.
Seriously,
Christ,
he's leading you wrong.
Wow.
He's piping you down the wrong highway.
He's piping in the wrong information.
Step one, you gotta get yourself a unicycle. Right?
He's laying the wrong pipe into you.
You start playing back.
Yeah, that's right.
With the wrong pipe.
He's gotta lay the right pipe.
Oh, the unipipe.
God.
Yeah, but seriously, Ant-Man was great.
Yes.
Michael Peña is an actor, and he's brilliant. I don't know how to describe this.
What did he do?
Ant-Man.
Yeah, but what's so fucking brilliant about it? What did he do? Like, why?
The way
why don't you explain the character or anything instead of just saying Michael Peña?
Michael Peña. I like
Michael. Michael, get yourself the bandage out.
We're going to Michael Peña, Morty.
Morty, Michael's a Ute.
Get in the fucking Michael Peña!
Okay, Morty! That's enough.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
put this on your Michael Peña.
I haven't seen him do good stuff either, so... I'm
watch Ant-Man at some point, or watch the clip I posted. He just tells these stories.
If only the clip.
Yeah, I want to see it. It's been on the list for a long time, and especially now with Ant-Man and the Wasp coming, that looks good, too.
Yes.
So, I'll put it this way. It was a surprise one.
Yes.
Like, there was no reason it should have been good because it's kind of, just one of those one-off stories you don't think is going to work, but it really did because of Paul Rudd, because of, what's his name?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, yeah. And Evangeline Lilly. And the Russian guy, and Michael Peña. And
I'll tell you, that Russian guy really likes doing comic book stuff.
Oh, he's also been in The Flash.
He's been in The Flash. He's been on Gotham.
He was in
The Dark Knight. He was the guy who tried to kill Jim Gordon.
That's right. Who was the black guy in their crew?
Michael Peña.
It was a rapper, but it wasn't Common. That's all I know.
50 Cent.
No, he's not, awesome.
Was not 50 Cent.
No, yeah,
I liked him too.
No, and I thought he was really good.
Man. Okay. No, I don't want to see
like
a tip.
T-Pain or T something.
It wasn't T-Pain.
Are you sure?
T-I.
T-I. It's one of the T's.
The guy that got arrested for running guns, yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, he did.
Not touching that. He was good in this movie.
He went to prison for running guns.
Don't care. Good in the movie.
I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting Garrett Morris
You're
had a cameo.
You're all pissed off about Chris Pratt, but that's cool.
Michael Peña!
Michael Pena. Yep. Jesus.
So anyway.
What a morally corrupt monkey ass.
I would have enjoyed him being in Infinity War.
Yes. I agree with that.
So do you guys think Heimdall's coming back?
No.
Loki.
I'm sad. A Loki, you never know with Loki.
Yeah. Do you think he trickstered his way out of it?
He is the god of mischief.
Did you think he trickstered his way out of it?
He was Thanos.
No, he was Ebony twist. Maw somehow.
Squidward?
No, Ebony Maw.
Yeah, Squidward.
Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
You forgot the joke.
Earth is closed. Go home, Squidward.
Go home, Squidward.
We're good here.
Oh, they were great. No. Except they were, like, way too CG.
I thought their CGI was, like, bad compared to Thanos.
Yes.
And it's I don't like, understand how that happened.
They blew the budget.
Too much memory.
They have a big budget.
Too much memory.
No, they blew the budget on Thanos, like their CGI budget, so they had to cut back on them. And
I want to know when Thanos has the time to work out, because that guy's got some guns.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Josh Brolin's doing two movies. Was doing two movies, so.
Dude, Josh Brolin is doing every movie this fucking year.
That was his voice acting.
I don't care. What? It's awesome. No, dude, he got beefed
For Cable.
Cable, yeah.
But not for this. He didn't do anything. Might have done some mocap. I doubt that, though.
He did steroids for his vocal nodes.
Right. Mm-hmm. I injected steroids into my neck. Into my vocal box.
I now have a 23-inch neck. It doesn't fit my body,
but
I can fuck
awesome.
That's why
you should have gone for the head.
I don't know. You know how you know how I feel about him. So, total man crush on Josh Brolin, so.
Yeah. I alluded to this earlier, but how did we feel when we saw when the credits faded to when the show faded to black and the credits rolled? How was the audience?
Just like a few audible, like, what? Like, are you kidding me? Like, somebody said, what the hell was that? Which, so, yeah, again, that's back to Matt's thing. It's like, didn't you see this coming, like, any of it?
Matt, how was yours?
So, in my theater, so I saw it. I have to say, the experience was awesome. I saw it in the Smithsonian IMAX, which is the full-size six-story IMAX.
Uh-huh.
Which was, it was at a Smithsonian Air and Space Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like everyone who went there was a hardcore nerd.
Ah, good.
And, you know, most of the people were like, awesome. One guy was like, fuck you, Marvel.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
yeah, there's one guy.
Mine was kind of like that. So Thanos is sitting in wherever the poof dimension, wherever he is. Yeah, the farm on the poof dimension. And then it fades to black. And everyone's like, huh? And then the crowds start rolling. Everyone's going, boo. And then after the boos, you just hear one guy in the back go, fuck you, Thanos!
Yeah.
Jesus.
Did everybody Josh Brolin, I'll find you.
Did everybody sit quietly waiting through the credits for the little tease?
Mostly. I think
everyone did it this one.
We were kind of annoyed because we didn't think there was gonna be any credits again, like the last Avengers.
Right.
And we're like, okay, well we'll sit through the end and see what happens, and then the Sam Jackson and Robin.
I was not impressed to have to sit through the entire credits just for that.
Yeah,
that was not meaty enough. That should have been like a mid credits tease.
You didn't like the Captain Marvel thing?
I liked it, but it was like not worth waiting for. Like,
I feel like they banked heavily on Samuel L. Jackson almost saying "motherfucker."
Yeah,
that was it. That was the whole thing right there.
Yeah,
and like feel like that was kind of worth it.
I didn't need an extra half hour of the movie watching credits, watching walls of text for CG artists.
Yeah, but they do that purposely, so you have to.
And the best boy and the main grip.
Yeah, exactly. All 18,000 grips.
I forget who it was. Maybe it was Chris Gore who pointed out like half the credits, and he's like, "Oh, these are all the people who died."
What?
Oh no.
I have the list here of everyone who died. If you want me to read it all off,
I think the shorter list is who didn't.
No, it is, but I want to lead the long list if you guys.
No, that's
all right. Well, never mind then.
I think we should record it.
Is Italian Spider-Man dead? I hope not.
Record it, and then John could put it at the end of the episode with some sad music, like after everything's done.
The Incredible Hulk music.
Yes.
Ba-da-da. Yes. So,
followed by Yucky Sex.
No. I don't want to sit through it. Like
Speed
I said,
it up.
I'm more interested in who's still around because that's who's going to be.
I'm just like
solving the
half
problem.
The people who died at movies, so they got to come back next year.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
you got
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's dead, but he's got a movie, and he's going to cameo in Venom some way somehow.
Right.
Don't ask me how.
Black Panther isn't going anywhere.
Black Panther's got like five more movies after making a shit ton of money. Doctor Strange is brand new. They're probably going to make another movie with him.
Got to.
It was weird to me because everyone going in was like, oh yeah, Tony Stark's going to die. Oh, Captain America's going to die. And they were like, nope.
Same here, yeah. I figured Captain America and Tony Stark would be like on the hit list, because neither one of them wants to do this shit anymore.
Yeah, they're done. It's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm. No, I had a feeling Captain America wouldn't die yet. I think he's going to die. My prediction, he's going to die in the next movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to stick. Mm-hmm. And either Bucky or Falcon are going to take over the Cap America shield.
No, Bucky's White Wolf.
What?
He's stuck in that.
Yeah.
You don't know
so
that.
Maybe it'll be Falcon.
Falcon, I would put more money on,
but,
yeah.
But my prediction
Bucky
is
was the comic.
Natasha.
Oh, both of them have been.
Oh, there you go.
Comics. Imagine if they make Natasha Captain America.
Oh, dude, I'd be okay with that.
They could do it. I mean, it'd be a good... It's a current Hollywood trendy thing to do. Get a woman in there.
Yeah.
No, so Bucky was Captain America for a while.
Yeah. Yes.
And I feel like that would be a good move. And I know what you're saying, White Wolf at the end of the Black Panther. But I would love to see him as Cap.
Maybe that'll be another Captain America movie.
Maybe. I'd like to see them do like one or two like what if movies.
Ooh. Alternate universe shit.
Yeah, like
I love the what if comic.
What if Tony Stark didn't exist?
Ooh.
I was trying to think of that because like think about it. If Tony Stark didn't exist, then Jeff Bridges would have been in charge of his father's company. He would have been selling stuff to the Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else happened after that. There wouldn't be any Ultron.
Yeah.
Would the alien invasion have happened? Maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of... I've got a signed copy of the What If Deadpool was taken over by Venom.
Oh,
I would love to see that in a movie.
That would be cool.
That's another death tie-in, too.
Uh-huh.
They have a thing going.
I mean, anything with Deadpool, there's a death tie-in.
Well, I know there was a Deadpool versus Thanos comic series that I didn't catch up on. I think I had, like, the first two issues. But
so Thanos basically killed Deadpool.
Let him die?
Yeah.
You made him... What did he do? He didn't, because he's already immortal. What did he do? I can't remember.
He basically cursed him to never die or something like that because he was hooking up with death for a while.
Yeah, because that's right. He was having the near-death experiences and hanging out with her, and Thanos didn't like it. He was getting jelly.
Oh, he's jelly.
Oh, geez.
He's like Magellan.
Oh, he's yelling, all right.
Oh, God.
Stop it. But yeah. So overall,
yes.
After discussing it, did you like Infinity Thor movie?
Infinity Thor.
Oh, we already covered.
It would have been better. It would have been even better than Infinity Thor if Taika was directing it.
If who?
Taika.
Mm-hmm.
Directed Ragnarok.
Oh yeah. Oh, Taika. What? TT?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I want to know what happened to Korg and Valkyrie and Meek.
Right.
I want to know what happened to Valkyrie, too.
They took a little shuttle.
Yeah, I have a feeling...
They said half of them made it off the ship, right?
Yeah, so there must have been lifeboats on there, but where did they land?
But would the Valkyrie have left the chosen Thor?
Unless she got knocked out.
Because aren't the Valkyries supposed to protect the chosen family?
Oh, I don't know.
She had, like, given up on all that shit.
Right, but then she was back with him.
Doesn't mean forever and in that capacity.
Fair enough.
You're assuming.
I am making assumptions right now.
We don't know. We don't know.
So maybe she abandoned him after drinking heavily again.
Right.
I would like to see her in more movies, so yeah.
Yeah, we know.
What does that mean?
She got a big old she-boner for her.
Well, she's kind of
I wonder if Surtur survived Asgard.
Who?
Surtur.
Sir Turtle?
Clancy Brown.
Oh. I don't know. He's just going to show up in like every other movie.
Thanos, as a voice. I am Clancy Brown.
I am the Red Death. I am someone else. Because he's got the greatest voice ever.
Oh,
let's
my God,
honest.
Yes. Mr. And Zabs!
I would give anything to have a voice that deep and that awesome.
Mm. And play some of the most iconic bad guys.
Right? You know, Clancy's just awesome. He really is.
Speaking of Clancy, and I just purchased it, but I got to give props to Supercon. The movie based on Supercon, the one that Guy Hutchinson
starring
does.
Starring Dana Snyder.
Well, Dana Snyder's in it, and it's directed by... edit point. It's edited. It's directed by Zach Knutson. You might remember him as the donkey fucker from Clerks 2.
I don't.
You don't?
Donkey puncher?
You don't remember the donkey lover?
Really? I was really drunk when I saw Clerks 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really drunk right now.
A little bit.
Wow. So he's not going to remember this podcast either.
Okay.
That's why we're recording.
Then I'll stop talking. Michael Peña! Yeah.
Michael Peña!
He will remember that.
I am not really drunk right now, damn it.
That's what a really drunk person would say.
Yes. A really drunk person would say Michael Peña.
Michael Peña.
Michael Peña.
I hate you so much right now.
Oh.
So, yes. Infinity War, if you haven't seen it, go see it.
Go see it.
Sorry,
and then go see it. Go see it again. We spoiled most of it. I don't think we spoiled all of it. Oh, yeah, half of them died.
Well, I mean, the big swing.
No, more than
Hulk,
half.
Hulk showed up for like 5 seconds, and then Thanos beat
the
shit out of him.
He's such a big baby.
He's got performance anxiety.
And I'll tell you, they really did a good job of keeping that a secret, too, because if you go back and watch like the first trailer, he's in the Wakanda scene.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. I noticed that. I have like there was a screenshot somewhere that came across. I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, I was like, very clever, Marvel. Very clever putting Hulk in there. And not the Hulkbuster suit that he puts on.
Which, that was cool. That was really funny. Ruffalo got to really like stretch his legs in this one.
Mark Ruffalo,
yeah!
Oh, Mark Ruffalo, you are awesome.
Mm-hmm. An American treasure.
He really is. He is American, right?
I think so.
Okay, he's ours. Y'all leave him alone.
He's ours.
I don't believe he's a Brit.
Oh, okay, yes, good. I'm Mark Ruffalo. Yeah. I feel like maybe people haven't all seen that, but you know.
I don't. It took me a second to remember it.
Yeah. Don't forget it.
I was trying to show Colleen, and I'm like, I can't find like the context that this came from. It was just a clip of him going, Mark Ruffalo. Oh.
All I know is the meme video.
I didn't want to show that to her because she tends to get annoyed at like memes. Like I started showing her the random memes of, hey, Avengers made more in one weekend than Justice League did their whole run. And she's like, I don't get it.
Oh, what?
What?
She's like, it's like the John Travolta meme to me.
Hmm.
What, him standing around there?
Yeah. She's like, I have to say,
last year at Dragon Con, someone cosplayed that perfectly.
I saw that.
And he stayed there in the Marriott lobby and just...
back and forth. Huh?
For about 3 to 4 hours the first night, and it was amazing.
Oh my god, that sucks.
Oh no, he was dedicated to character.
Wow. I would not do it in one spot the whole time. I would like wander around.
He eventually wandered around, but like he just was there for a while and it was brilliant. Because everyone would walk in going, hey, is that, yes, it is.
He doesn't know where he is. Oh my God.
He's so high.
Dragon Con with the obscure costumes. It was like,
I love Dragon Con for the obscure costumes.
It was like the year that Billy Mays died, and someone was running around as Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here,
screaming
for cocaine. No.
This year it's going to be the MyPillow guy.
Also for cocaine.
Mike mm-hmm.
Screaming about Trump.
Yeah.
Oh God.
MyPillow.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
All right, gentlemen. I don't have anything more on Infinity War. If you don't.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about next?
The Terror. No, we're not just started watching it.
I don't think we have enough room to talk about anything else.
No, I think we're good for the night.
We can at least tell people to watch it.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Not ignore the comment completely. Matt.
All right. Jason brought up The Terror. I just started watching this show called The Terror.
Yeah, you watched 6 episodes of it.
See, when I think of The Terror, I think of the bad guy from The Tick.
The Terror. What the hell is his name? Jackie
Earl Haley, yeah.
Brilliant actor.
I still gotta watch that.
His Freddy wasn't that great.
No.
Well, I think he was good. The writing was horrible.
Not his fault. Rooney Mara was good. He was good. But not his fault.
I thought he was better in RoboCop.
Yeah.
Jackie Earl was
nothing
in
good
RoboCop?
About the RoboCop remake.
Wait, I didn't know he was in the RoboCop remake.
So he was the guy who designed the tech, yeah.
Oh, so he was playing the Miguel Ferrara part?
The Michael Peña part. Yes!
Not Michael Peña.
Oh, wow, he did it.
We're back.
No, Michael Peña.
I hate you. No.
So, yeah.
It's recommended. Check it out. Watch it.
And if you haven't seen Tick second part of the first season, go watch it.
I haven't seen the first part of the first season.
Well, go watch that too.
I will watch it on my brand new TV with my Spectrum internet.
On your recliner?
On my electric recliner.
On your
so
big,
John,
fat
where can they find you online now that you're back on the internet?
Yeah.
Me?
Do you have an at Verizon.com email?
Verizon?
Fuck Ryzen?
Whoa. With your fursuit?
Forza Horizon? How'd you guys know what I was playing? Uh-oh!
Whoa.
Here, I wanted to find this.
Are you surfing the web instead of talking to us, John?
Yes, hey, I am, because I had something important I wanted to find. Michael Peña.
Hashtag podcast. Hashtag Michael Peña.
All right, yeah, people can find me. I'm at John J. Galbo. But more importantly, where can we find you guys, Matt?
Well, if you want to find me, I am at Big Matty NSTY, Big Matty Nasty on Twitter. Find me. Talk to me. We'll talk.
Talk to him about bourbon and bobbleheads
and beer
and Blackthorn. Oh, that's the other thing we learned.
Oh, God damn it.
Paul Blackthorn's leaving Arrow.
Good. God damn it.
The end,
now Matt can watch Arrow.
His end scene is going to be him riding off into the sunset on an Arabian stallion.
Oh, wow.
Trying to hit on some like 18-year-old girl in the elevator in the lounge at Dragon Con.
He's going
to
hit on, what's her name? Black Canary, the new one.
Is there? I don't watch the show anymore because I can't stand it.
Yeah,
so.
There's a new Black Canary. That's a meta.
Is she like 12 years old? So Blackthorn will hit on her.
Wow!
That's did I say that? I'm sorry.
Is there a 12-year-old? No, I don't think there's a 12-year-old in the show.
All right, because the girl you're sitting on was younger.
Oh yeah,
Michonne was in the old Avengers thing there.
Yep.
What's her name? Because she was in Black Panther that I haven't
seen. Dana Guriana? I can never pronounce her last name right.
I don't know.
I think it's Denai. But yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's Denai. It's Denai.
Whatever.
It's Michael Peña.
It's Michael Peña, and he should tell the story.
Oh, God. But yeah.
J-Chops.
I've got a podcast as well about video games that I haven't done in like a month.
Really?
There's nothing going on in video games, man.
Wait, you have a podcast?
Weird.
You could talk.
I do a podcast about video games that nobody listens to.
You could talk to people.
A podcast on getting over it.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
And you could have guests on from time to time.
I feel like
John Galbo wants to come on. I just know he doesn't play any video games, so it's going to be a hard.
What the hell do you mean I don't play any video games?
I feel like you've invited him, but he just doesn't want to make time for you.
That's a thing too. Oh, I don't have any internet. Oh, I
I have a new recliner.
I'm dead.
I got it. Sorry, I have a new TV. I can't podcast anymore.
I can podcast from the TV probably.
On the recliner.
Does this TV have a podcast app? But yeah, I'm at Chevron Rock at WAG Podcast and WAGpodcast.com for stuff and things.
And that's WACKpodcast.com,
nope.
Right?
WAG.
There you go.
Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity whack. Wiggity whack.
Alrighty then.
Michael, the Michael Pena cast.
Yes. And where can we find you, John?
I already told you, but you can find all of this fine podcast programming at acpnet.net. Thank you. It's not the other one. I know. I just know that much. acpnet.net. All of our fine social nets. Twitter is at acpnpodcasts. Facebook.com/group/acpnet. And I forget the rest of them. Patreon.com/acpn. If you'd like to, you know, monies. I will start, I know I said this on the last Swimcast, but, I will start throwing in, like, random shit that I can't part with, but that I won't throw out, but I don't mind parting with,
there like, you go.
Posters and stuff from my adventures at Comic-Cons, and...
Let me tell you, I love
Mr.
random
Rogers
shit.
Mr. Rogers bobbleheads.
Mr. Rogers bobbleheads, Jurassic World posters from AMC.
And if he starts throwing in random shit, I'll throw in, like, you know, my old shoes and you know...
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm replacing all my boxers right now with MeUndies underwear, so...
Wow.
Yeah. And they did not pay me to say that. I'm saying that because they feel good on my crotch.
Okay,
he likes that wood pulp on his no-nose.
Dude, it feels good.
I'm not going there.
Micromodal, bitch.
tpublic.com/user/acpn. We have t-shirts and other merchandise. I hope you guys and gals have been enjoying the episode of the t-shirt of the episode, because I can't call it the t-shirt of the week, because we don't always do this every week.
Well, we would if someone weren't on a recliner all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry Michael Pena is on a recliner all the time.
Right?
Oh my god.
Damn it, Michael Pena.
Michael Pena.
Fayosh.
All right.
Anyway, we will be back sooner than later with a brand new episode of Adventure Club Podcast. Until then, good night, everybody.
Everybody, we love you. Good
Cross
night.
Your fingers.
This is Sean.
And Chris.
From the Childhood Remastered podcast, where we look back on the cartoons, TV shows, and movies of our youth to see if they're still worth a damn.
Or not.
Or not, which is far too often the case.
You can check us out at childhoodremastered.com to listen to all of our old episodes, request a show for us to cover, or to just say hello.